Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says going to be clouds and sun today. Might have a scattered thunderstorm yet this morning. High near 87 degrees. It is very muggy outside this morning. Right now in Kenosha, clouds and 76 degrees. 71 in Burlington. Also 76 in Milwaukee. And in Racine, it's 77. Well, the Wisconsin Assembly did approve that financing plan for the new Milwaukee Bucks Arena as expected, though perhaps with more yes votes than expected by leadership. Bob Haig reports.
The 52-34 vote on the measure, already passed by the Senate, now sends the bill to Governor Scott Walker for his signature. It drew bipartisan support, including Milwaukee Democrat Mandela Barnes.
It's a slam dunk for the state of Wisconsin. I'm trying to think of more basketball metaphors. This could have been stolen by Seattle.
The NBA making it clear the team will leave if a new arena is not built. Brookfield Republican Dale Coinga.
I'm talking to you as a CPA, is that we've reached a point where if we do nothing, we're subsidizing them to leave.
The plan calls for the $500 million cost to be split three ways between the state, city, and Milwaukee County. None of the opponents spoke during floor debate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine County has a new finance director, Alexandra Tillman, who was introduced at last night's county board meeting by county executive Jonathan Delagrave.
Alex brings really three important components that I think are going to be a really valuable asset to the county: her education, her accounting experience, and her management experience. And often today it's hard to find finance directors who not only are good accountants but are good management of staff.
Tillman did human resources work for Sendix Foods prior to becoming a county HR manager in January of this year.
I need to thank our county executive, Jonathan Delagrave, for this tremendous opportunity to serve as finance director and to lead the finance department forward to continued improvement and success. I have really enjoyed my time here, getting to know the department heads, constitutional officers, and county board members. I look forward to continuing to foster positive relationships.
Tillman replaces Margaret Hammers, who'd been the interim finance director after the May 2014 resignation of Dan Eastman. Tillman brings a master's in business administration to the job from Marquette University, and within the next 2 years, she'll be able to get her license as a certified public accountant. Healthcare spending in this country is going to be rising nearly 6% every year for the next decade. That, according to a new government study, based on higher costs for America's aging population and increased coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Prior to last year, healthcare spending rates had averaged about a 4% increase per year. The annual projections appearing in the August edition of Health Affairs Journal. U.S. Food and Drug Administration placing a ban on cilantro imported from the Mexican state of Puebla after repeated outbreaks of an illness caused by a microscopic parasite. Several of the cases reported in Texas and here in Wisconsin. An FDA investigation into Mexican cilantro farms revealed what are described as dire conditions at some of the sites, including a complete lack of toilet and hand washing facilities. In some cases, the water used by workers to wash their hands found to have been contaminated with the parasite. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office has now positively identified and notified the families of both men killed in the crash of a small plane last weekend in the village of Bristol.
The pilot of the plane has been identified as 69-year-old William Lester Landman of Louisville, Kentucky. The passenger in the plane has been identified as 43-year-old James Dan Arnold of Crestwood, Kentucky. The men had been flying to Oshkosh at the time of the crash. On Sunday, the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department contacted the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department regarding an overdue aircraft. The Civil Air Patrol personnel located a plane crash site Sunday afternoon in a grassy field several hundred yards south of a residence at 16807 60th Street in Kenosha County. The crash continues to be investigated by the FAA and the NTSB. Dick Wieland, AM 1400, WRJN News.
There is not going to be a state investigation into a failed thrill ride at the Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park in Wisconsin Dells. A Department of Safety and Professional Services official says they only look into accidents when people are hurt or killed. The catapult ride at Mount Olympus was ordered removed from the park after a cord snap just before two people were set to launch earlier this month. In Milwaukee, a 17-year-old facing charges for his alleged involvement in several bump-and-run carjackings. Armati Dowell accused of taking part in the vehicle thefts in Milwaukee and in West Allis, July the 12th and 19th. Dowell allegedly telling police he's a gang member and the crimes were easier to commit on the south side of Milwaukee than in neighborhoods where he and the others feared getting shot. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker out on the presidential campaign trail, that is, renewing his call for Congress to defund Planned Parenthood, posting a link on Twitter last night to a petition on his campaign website after the release of a new undercover video that targets the organization. The governor noting that his first budget as governor defunded Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin, and he wants to do that in Washington. He was campaigning in York, Pennsylvania yesterday. Wisconsin Department of Justice asking the U.S. Supreme Court review an appellate court decision that allowed video poker machines to remain at the Ho-Chunk Nation's Madison Casino. That story from Andrew Beckett.
The state argues the machines violate the tribe's gaming compact because they're being operated without approval. Assistant Attorney General Clayton Koski says the Ho-Chunk claim those guidelines don't apply, though, because players play against each other, not the house.
The state disagrees. You know, we feel that gambling and poker are explicitly prohibited by the state constitution.
A federal judge had previously sided with the state, but an appeals court struck down that ruling in April. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's a new chief of staff for Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave up on the 10th floor of the courthouse. M.T. Boyle, whose background includes an affection for libraries, and expressed gratitude for the opportunity and the desire to become part of Racine County's team.
And I most want to thank Jonathan for giving me this opportunity to use my skills and my passion and my community building to move Racine County forward. And when I looked at my 15-minute speech and I thought, what can I say in 1 minute, in one word, to tell you how I feel about this position, it's teamwork.
M.T. Boyle replaces Lorna George, who was the chief of staff with former county executive Jim Ladwig and who moved several weeks ago into the Human Services Division. Racine Unified School District Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion, Olympia Brown Elementary School teacher Polly Yonke, and Park High School Principal Dennis Christensen joining a group of superintendents, principals, and teachers from around the country at a gathering of educators in Washington hosted by the U.S. Department of Education and Justice. Rethink Discipline, listed as a day-long conference at the White House, focused on helping school districts create positive climates and to implement effective discipline practices. Civil Rights Data Collection Center says more than 3 million students around the country are losing critical learning time because of out-of-school suspensions and expulsions every year. WRJN.com is your source for our local news. Whenever you want it, go to our webpage, find the local news section, listen to the podcasts. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.